September 16th, Jesus says, "It is not in the sense in which you understand it. The hour of peace and forgiveness will come for you Italians too. The hour will come in which you will again form an alliance with the Lord, after having been in the hands of Satan, who has mistreated you like a skein of thread in the hands of a furious madman." But the words of Joel 2:18-23 are not said particularly for one people or another. They are for my people, the people of the one, true, great King, of your Lord God, Triune, Creator, and Redeemer of the human race. That period of well-being Joel speaks about is the advance announcement of what long after John talks of in his Apocalypse. After the tremendous wars which Satan will have brought upon the earth through his messenger of darkness the Antichrist, the period of truce will come in which, after having shown you with the bloody evidence what gifts Satan can be the author of, I will seek to attract you to myself by filling you with my gifts. Oh, my gifts! They will be your sweetness. You will not know hunger, massacres, and calamities. Your bodies, and even more, your souls, will be fed by my hand. The earth will seem to rise by a second creation, entirely new in its sentiments, which will be of peace and concord among peoples, and of peace between heaven and earth, for I will have my Spirit extend himself over you, and he will penetrate you, and give you supernatural vision of God's decrees. It will be the kingdom of the Spirit. The kingdom of God, the one you ask for, and you don't know what you're asking for, because you never reflect, with the Our Father, where do you want the kingdom of God to occur, if not in your hearts? It is from there, that my kingdom on earth must begin. A great kingdom, but still limit, later the kingdom without confines either on earth, or in time will come. The eternal kingdom, which will make you eternal inhabitants of heaven, for, as is natural, I speak to those who are my subjects, and not to the reprobates, who already have their horrendous king. Satan, your God will work all prodigies, to attract the greatest number of the living to himself, for I am a God of mercy, forgiveness, and such infinite love, that no matter how much you may study, and comprehend its measure, you cannot do so. What you think, is the infinity of my love for you is like a tiny pebble on the bank of a stream compared to a whole mountain range whose bases divide continents, and whose peaks wrap themselves in the clouds. But do you think that, so many prodigies of love, and so many lights of the Spirit, will convert men to their eternal God? Don't fool yourself. If towards poor animals devoid of reason I were to use the care I will use with you for the needs of your bodies, this care alone, those animals, with their unformed languages, would praise me from dawn to dusk, and if they knew where to find me, they would set out from all over the globe, to come and give thanks for their beneficent protector. But men will not. Nearly all of them are totally deaf to spiritual voices and gifts, and almost completely deaf to bodily gifts. Instead of recognizing my goodness and loving me out of gratitude, they will take advantage of the well-being which I will give them to sink lower and lower into the abyss they are pleased with, where, like filthy beasts in a swamp, they wallow in the things which seduce 9/10 of mankind await them. Desire, lust, deceit, violence, thievery, heresy, superstition, and other corruptions of the senses and the mind, so horrendous that it seems impossible to the honest that they can be true, but they are true, and they make the heavens blush, and rouse our divinity to a movement of disdain. Neither the paternal offering of gifts, nor the non-terrorizing signs in the sky, will be able to make those living at that time into children of God. And then my great and terrible day will come. Not a day of 24 hours. My time has a different measure. Day is said, because one works during the day, and I will work at that time. I will carry out the final selection of those living on the earth. And that will take place during the last raging of Satan. Then those who have within themselves the kingdom of God, and those who have the kingdom of Satan will be seen. For the latter, with their mouths, deeds, and, above all, blasphemous hearts, will commit the final acts of disdain for my law, and the last acts of sacrilege towards God, whereas the former, the Lord's children and subjects, as the final battle hits the earth with unspeakable horror, will cling to my cross and invoke my saving name, and my coming as judge will not terrify them, but, rather, it will be their jubilation, for the faithful are the saved, those Joel calls, the Lord's remainder, that is, those who remain for the Lord after Satan's plunder. Thrice blessed eternally are these children of mine. The eternal paradise belongs to them. Joined to those faithful to the Lord in all times, they will possess God, the possession of whom is eternal blessedness. Since it seemed this morning that Jesus was leaving me in repose, after having said the Veni, Sanct Spiritus, as is my custom, I opened the Bible at random. The second chapter of the book of Joel turned up, and precisely verses 18 to 32. I gave those words an interpretation which my heart, as an Italian, dreams of, with all its strength. But Jesus explains a much higher meaning for it. And the little donkey Maria writes it down, telling herself that only the Lord is wise.